弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我想我们开始之前我们一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
主我们在带着欢喜快乐的心聚集在你的面前。
Father, with joyful hearts, we meet before you in your presence.
我们知道你有话要对我们说。
We know that you have words to speak to us.
愿你给我们可听的耳。
Please give us a listening ear.
也给我们心中的好土。
And a good soil in our hearts.
让我们能够真实承受你自己的恩典。
That we can, be recipients of your grace.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们早晨我们先来读三节的经文，是在约翰福音的第21章第15节到第17节。
This morning, let's read three verses of scripture. It's in the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17.
我读一节，我的弟兄读一节英文。
I'll read a verse, and my brother will then read it in English.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的。你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
第十六节，耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Verse 16, he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
第十七节，第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊
Verse 17 He said to him the third time Simon son of John do you love me Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time do you love me and he said to himLord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
这三节经文我想很多弟兄姊妹都是非常熟悉的。
I trust that many brothers and sisters are very familiar with these verses.
这个它的背景是这是主耶稣复活从死里复活之后第三次和他的门徒见面。
The background of these verses is after the Lord's death and resurrection, his third appearance to his disciples.
在这里他经过了这个先是在提比利亚海他让门徒们捕鱼。
He appeared to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias when they were fishing.
然后又跟他们一起吃了早饭。
And he had breakfast with them.
然后就来到这一段。
And we come to this verse.
这时候主耶稣说了三次问了三个问题。
So the Lord Jesus Christ asked three times this question.
这每次主重复的问就说明这件事情非常重要。
Whenever, our Lord asks something repeatedly, you know it is important.
第一次他问他是问彼得。
The first time he asked, Simon,son of John.
Simon Peter.
Simon Peter, son of John.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
他这样问，我们知道，这个，就首先就是主耶稣在告诉他，我知道你爱我。
When he asked this, assumes that Peter does love the Lord.
但是我要你知道，你要认识你自己对我的爱。
But the Lord Jesus wants Peter, Simon Peter to know that he loves the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这三个问题，我记得我第一次听到，听到这个弟兄姊妹们分享这个的时候，很多年以前。
Many years ago, when I first heard brothers and sisters share on this verse,
我里面有一个非常大的震撼。A shock, a big shock.
I had a big shock internally.
我相信当时彼得听到这个问题的时候，他心里面也是非常的震撼。
I trust that when Simon Peter heard this, he also had a big shock.
我相信每一位爱主的弟兄姊妹，他当我们被主面对面问这个问题的时候，我们也会很震撼。
For every brother and sister who loves the Lord, when the Lord Jesus asks us this question, we may have a big shock.
你知道，这个，我们知道，当这样的问题的时候，有这样的问题的时候，这是在两个人之间最亲密的问题。
This is a most intimate question between two people.
也是摸到一个人内心深处最深的深处。
And it touches the most deepest parts of a person's emotions.
他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
He says, do you love me more than these?
所以这个强调的是这个爱是有比较的。
So this emphasizes that love has relativism.
说明这个在这个人的里面他开始要得着那个得着我们最深的爱。
So this implies that God is trying to gain our deepest love.
我们去读这个原文的时候，你知道这个爱是讲到那个 agape 的爱，是神的爱。
If you read this in the original language, you know that it uses the word agape love, which is God's love.
是一个非常绝对的爱。
It's a very definite and sure love.
然后彼得回答很有意思。彼得的回答，他不是说我爱你或者不爱你。
So Peter's response isn't, I love you or I don't love you.
他说主啊是的你知道我爱你。
He says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
这个说明一个彼得里面的一个情形。
This signifies something within Peter.
第一个他知道自己爱主。
First, he knew that he loved the Lord.
他对主是有感情的有爱的。
He had a love and emotions toward the Lord.
但是呢他对自己没有把握。
But second, he did not have confidence in himself.
经历了过去的这接近两个月的时间呢很多的挣扎他知道自己的不可靠。
Over the last 2 months prior to this, he had many weaknesses. He knew he was not dependable.
他不敢说他爱他。
He was afraid to say confidently that he loved the Lord.
所以他说你知道我爱你。
So he said, you know that I love you.
第二个他是彼得在这里用的那个字这个爱是 filial 的爱。
And when he responded, he used a different word love, he used the word phileo.
他是在达比的圣经里面把它翻成 attached to you. 就是我是在情感上完全的依赖你的。
In the Darby translation, the word for love in Simon Peter's response is attached to.
我是眷恋你的。
I am attached to you.
所以这个感觉他不敢再用他曾经我们记得他不久以前曾经跟主说主啊我已经撇下一切来跟随你了。
We know that not long before Simon Peter said to the Lord, I gave up everything to follow you.
我甚至可以为你付上生命都要跟随你。
I would give up my life for you, he said.
这些他在这个时候他不敢再用这些东西来证明自己的爱了。
But at this time, he was no longer willing to use these large promises to signify his love for the Lord.
但是我们稀奇的是接下去主说你喂养我的小羊。
And the Lord follows by saying to him, tend my lambs.
喂养我的小羊。
Tend my lambs.
主似乎在告诉他。
And the Lord said to him,
你现在这个里面的感觉就对了。
He implies that this feeling you have is right now.
在这样一个情形里面，我可以把这件事托付给你。
And therefore, I can give you this responsibility.
要喂养我的小羊。
To tend my lambs.
这个小羊我们知道，这个圣经那个英文里面说 lambs 很好，这个就是小羊。
In the English, it talks about the lambs, which is really small lambs.
这里我们知道我们。小羊的话很小孩子很小很小的时候他只要做三件事。
When a child is very young, he or she only needs to do three things.
他只要吃
eat,
睡
sleep,
拉
and poop.
是不是就这三件事没有别的。
Three things, nothing else.
所以这个小羊啊这个就是他只需要最简单的喂养他就可以给他食物。
So for these little lambs, all that Peter needed to do was to feed them.
所以这个在这里他就告诉我们。
So here we see,
我们的主对着我们有一个非常重要的托付。
Our Lord has a big responsibility for us.
就是在我们的周围总有一些小羊。
That there is always going to be lambs in our periphery.
也许是那些儿童主日学的孩子们。
Perhaps it's the children in our children's ministry.
也许是这些在这个初中组、高中组的这些孩子们。
Maybe it's the middle school and high school students.
也许是某一位弟兄、某一位姊妹，他是刚刚信主的。
Maybe it's a new believer.
也许这位弟兄姊妹可能信主很久，但是他这个认识主并不多的。
Maybe it's somebody who's known the Lord for a long time, but may not know the Lord very deeply.
总是有那么一些小羊。
There's always a little sheep.
他们需要被喂养。
That needs to be fed.
就是喂养的话，就是一口一口的喂给他。
And to feed this person, it's one bite at a time.
所以这个是主这个在这一段圣经里面给我的第一个负担。
So this is the first burden that the Lord gave me through this passage.
今天在我们这个疫情的情形当中
Today, during this pandemic,
就会有很多很多的小羊
There's many little lambs in the church.
他们需要被喂养
They need to be fed.
他们在饥饿的当中
They are in hunger.
主说你如果爱我比这些更深的话
The Lord said, if you love me more than these,
虽然你不见得能达到我所要的那个光景
though you have not yet attained to that standard,
但是你对着我是有感情的
but you have emotions toward me,
你在意我的一切的
you care about me,
你要喂养我的小羊
you must feed my lambs,
睁开的眼睛看看你周围有哪些小羊
open your eyes to see who are the lambs in your life,
来关怀他们
and care for them.
这些可能是就是主托付给你的孩子
Maybe these are the spiritual children that God has given you.
他们在艰难当中
They are in difficulty.
他们在孤单当中
They are in loneliness.
他们需要你来喂养他
They need you to feed them.
好第二个他主耶稣第二次就问他
And then the Lord asks Peter a second time.
约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
我们注意到每一次主耶稣问都是直接要再一次呼喊他的名字。
Each time the Lord Jesus asks him, he calls out Peter's name.
这个说明主自己的这些托付是 individually, 是给每一个人不一样的。
So we know that the burden that the Lord gives us each is individual and specific.
他要把这个托付放在我们的心里。
This is a burden he wants to put on our hearts.
然后他这里问他说：“你爱约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗
？”He says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
这很有意思的。这个告诉我们什么呢？就是很在接下去他所托付的这件事是需要这个 agape 的 love。
What he tells us here is that the next burden that will be given to him requires the agape love of the Lord.
主给我们的托付总是根据我们在主面前所接受的供应。
The burden that the Lord gives us is only in accordance to what we have received from the Lord.
这里第二次彼得就说主啊是的你知道我爱你。你看
here the second time, Simon Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
结果这次主耶稣他就说，你牧养我的羊。
And he says to him in response, shepherd my sheep.
牧养在这里跟前面这个喂养稍微有点不一样。
Shepherd and tend is slightly different.
在这里这个字啊，你如果去看它的原来的这个意思里面。
If you look at the original meaning of shepherd,
它有看管。
It has the meaning of looking after.
它有这个为它预备草场。
To look for pastures.
Prepare the pastures for food.
To prepare the pastures for food.
有滋养它。Nourish.
To nourish.
有这些这个在他的魂里面的需要你要去照顾他。
To look after the needs of the soul.
所以这里的牧养他就比前面的喂养要更全面也更深入。
So the shepherd is a larger and deeper responsibility than to feed.
这个是根据这个就是你要跟这个羊要非常的熟悉。
You have to know your sheep well.
要非常的要很深的认识。
You have to have a deep understanding.
并且有新鲜的感觉。
You also have to have a fresh, feeling.
你要知道它今天的光景，不光是昨天的、前天的、一个月以前的情形，你要知道它今天的光景。
You need to know his or her condition both yesterday and even today.
所以这里的牧养就是一个更亲近更亲密的关系的基础上面的那个召开。
So this type of shepherding is an even more intimate knowledge and service of the sheep.
而且在这个牧养的当中也有真理照着真理来看管它。
And in the shepherding, one must use truth to look after.
这个是主给我们在这段日子里面第二个重要的托付。
This is the second burden God has given us during this time.
在外面看来好像教会弟兄姊妹没有办法在一个像我们以前那样在一个地方某一个地方聚在一起来聚会。
Maybe from the outside it looks like brothers and sisters cannot meet together in one location.
事实上对着教会很多弟兄姊妹我可能都已经一年多没有见面了。
In honesty, maybe some brothers and sisters we have not seen face to face for 1 year now.
但主在里面提醒我们。
But we are reminded,
你依然有这个责任要牧养主所托付给你的羊。
If we have this responsibility to shepherd the sheep,
有些弟兄姊妹就说，那我刚刚信主，我认识不多，这个我可能没有这个牧养的责任。
Some brothers and sisters may say, well, I'm a new Christian. Maybe I don't have this responsibility.
是不是这样子呢?
Do you have that feeling?
主这里没有说,这个没有跟我们说有些人是有这个责任,有些人没有这个责任。
Jesus doesn't say that this burden is only given to certain people and not to others.
他说,约翰的儿子西门,你爱我吗?
He says, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
是洪忠你爱我吗?
He says, John, do you love me?
是 Nelson, 你爱我吗?
He says, Nelson, do you love me?
他是为向着我们每一个人问这个问题。
He asks this question to each and every one of us.
在我们周围总有那么一些羊是主托付给我们的。
In our life, there is sure to be some sheep that the Lord has given us.
那个羊可能是你的孩子。
Maybe it's your child.
他今天还很幼嫩。
Though he or she is young today,
他甚至可能还没有觉知信主。
Maybe they haven't yet been accepted the Lord.
这个羊可能是你家里的家人。
Maybe it's someone in your family.
可能是你的父母。
Maybe it's your parents.
但是他认识主不久。
But they haven't known the Lord well long.
你有责任要照管他们。
You have a responsibility to look after them.
这个羊可能是你周围的朋友。
Maybe this sheep is a friend in your life.
可能是你的邻居。
Maybe your neighbor.
可能是你的同事。
Maybe your coworker.
在这里，主总是有这么一点负担， 他说你要照，你要来牧养他。
Here, we have a responsibility. God tells us to shepherd them.
你要关心他。
You need to watch after them.
你要爱护他。
You need to love them.
你要知道他今天的情形是怎么样。
You need to know what their life is like today.
我还记得我自己这个在我信主的之后。
I remember after I came to know the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们是怎样子照顾我的。
How the brothers and sisters looked after me.
我还记得在我刚刚信主的时候我还不知道怎么祷告。
Remember, I didn't know how to pray.
是这位弟兄现在已经回台湾了，但是他那个时候有一天我突然就礼拜二晚上他就打个电话来。
And there was a brother who called me in the middle of the night.
洪忠弟兄啊，要不要我们一起来祷告好不好？
Brother John, should we pray together?
我还记得这个我就是这样子开始了我的祷告生活。
And that's how I began my prayer life.
我还记得有一天我记得那时候我在那个艰难的当中。
In the difficult time, I remember.
那天我下班回家的路上我就出车祸了。
I actually got into a car accident on the way home.
我心里非常的难过。
I was very saddened in my heart.
也是在那一个不安定的当中。
And in that time.
你知道你如果有经历过第一次车祸你就知道。
If you've experienced a car accident, you know.
那个情绪的波动。
How much difficulty there was.
诶这个时候。这个年长的弟兄怎样子的关怀我。
And in that moment, an elderly brother took care of me.
我跟他说一句话。
I spoke to him one word.
我就感到自己好像站在石头，再一次站到脚踩在石地上。
And I felt like I was standing again on sure ground.
我还记得我那时候这个在刚在那个我的姊妹那时候我们为着要生孩子我们在主面前寻求很久一段时间。
I recall praying with my wife for a long time about having a child.
结果她怀孕了。
And finally, she became pregnant.
我们非常的快乐。
We were very joyful.
但是过了没两个礼拜她就这个流产了。
But then she had a miscarriage right after.
你知道那个震动是何等的大。
Oh, that was such a big burden.
他整个人就落在那个好像那个黑暗的当中。
It seemed like my sister was in darkness.
我都不知道怎么安慰他。
I didn't know how to comfort her.
我自己也在那一个震撼的当中。
I was also in a difficult place.
我还记得那一天黑黑的晚上。
I remember in that dark night.
外面下着雨。
It was raining.
一片的漆黑。
There was darkness.
我们的姊妹来看望他。
And a sister came to comfort her.
是怎样就借着这一个简单的探访把她从那个里面拉出来。
And through this simple testimony, she was able to bring my wife out of
that. 借着我们的姊妹的作为把她让她能够经历到神的爱的安慰。
And she was able to experience the comfort of God's love.
我们都没有跟别人说。
We didn't say anything to others.
我们弟兄姊妹怎么会知道的？
How would other people know?
主告诉他们。
The Lord spoke to her.
所以我们的弟兄，我们的主今天也是在这里提醒我们。
So God reminds us today.
教会有很多的弟兄姊妹现在在挣扎当中。
There's many brothers and sisters.
随着疫情的延长，这个 isolation 在那个关锁的环境的当中。
Currently in difficulty because of the isolation brought upon by the pandemic.
他们需要我们去牧养他们。
They need us to shepherd them.
第三个，主在这里又问彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
The third time Jesus asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
彼得第三次的时候，他心里面很难过。我相信这个难过。我们很多爱主的弟兄姊妹都经过过。
Peter was grieved because Jesus asked him the third time. We know that many may feel this way.
你知道，当你与主面对面的时候，主在这样子的问你的时候
，When you meet the Lord face to face and when He asks you in this way,
你却不能直接的回答说我爱你。
You can't ask. You can't directly respond. I love you.
你的心都碎了。
Your heart is shattered.
你知道这个时候彼得他说圣经说他忧愁他对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你。
The Bible says that Peter was grieved, and he said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
这里主耶稣问题的问，他就用 filio 这个字了。
Here, Jesus actually asks in, with the word phileo.
他就说，这个，你对我是依依恋恋的吗？
He says, do you have this emotional love towards me?
Affliction.
Sorry, affliction towards me.
彼得说，彼得知道自己在里面对的主是有依恋的。
He knew, Peter knew in his heart that he had affliction.
这时候主在。
Oh, affection, pardon me.
这时候主就给他第三个托付。
And so there was a third burden that Peter was given.
他说你喂养我的羊。
He said, tend my sheep.
这里的羊就不再是小羊了。
Here the word is sheep, no longer the little lamb.
这个跟第一个有一点不一样。
So a slight difference in the first question.
这个讲到的是什么呢？
What does this talk about?
这个是讲到我们在我们在羊群里面有一些羊。
This talks about there are some sheep in the flock.
它是需要我们用情，要能够跟它的感，在跟它的感觉相通的基础上去安慰它，去帮助它。
The Lord wants us to help them and love them with the same feeling.
叫我们能够去分享它的感觉。
That we can.See what they are thinking.
他们在痛苦中，我们能够感受到他们的痛苦。
That we can share in their sufferings.
在他们的欢乐中，我们能够体会他们的欢乐。
That we can understand their joys.
在他们的捆绑中，我们能够体贴他们的捆绑。
That we can endure their difficulties.
他说，像我怎样体贴你一样来体贴他们。
Essentially, how I, the Lord, identify with you, may you do the same with me. For them.
感谢主，我们的弟兄说 identify with you. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord, that we use the word identify.
就是你要在他的经历当中，在他的感觉当中，你要认同，你要跟他能够体贴他。
That you have to identify with.These brothers and sisters.
彼得这个时候真深的知道主说的是什么。
Peter knew truly what the Lord was speaking.
他经历了他人生中最大的失败。
He went through the biggest failures of his life.
并且是在众人的面前的失败。
Also was a very public failure.
他在里面经历了极大的破碎。
He underwent their internal suffering.
他甚至到一个地步，他起不来了。
He was unable to stand.
但是我们还记得吗？主格外的在那里扶持他，纪念他。
But the Lord prayed for him and continued to support him.
主甚至在他复活之后，他还主还这个专门关照那个第一次见到他的姊妹，说去告诉我的门徒和彼得。
The Lord, after he is resurrected, even asked the sister who first saw Peter to go expressly to Peter and tell him
that I have resurrected, 我已经复活了
to tell him that the Lord had resurrected.
主还一次一次的去照顾他
The Lord continued to care for him.
在他所有的失败当中，就是在这一章里面，他还经历了个失败，对不对？
Even in this passage, he has a failure.
主叫他在那边等候，结果呢，他怎么样？他就说，他说我去打鱼了。
The Lord asked him to wait, but then he went fishing.
在他作为一个渔夫最熟悉的事上，他知道自己的不能。
He knew that he was unable, even in his most familiar occupation.
主就在这样的情形当中扶持他。
In this specific instance, the Lord served him.
把他恢复起来。
To revive him.
主说你要这样去喂养我的羊。
And he said, you need to feed my lambs.
所以主在这里的托付，他是说用 filial 的爱。
So this burden, the Lord expresses using the word phileo.
彼得深深的知道。
Peter knew deeply.
今天 在这个疫情的情形当中
Today during the pandemic
就会有很多的弟兄姊妹也在难处的当中
There's many brothers and sisters in difficulty
有的没有了工作
Some have lost their jobs
有的在病痛的当中
Some are in illness
有的在孤单的当中
Some are in loneliness
前几个礼拜有位弟兄姊妹告诉我们很多的单身的弟兄姊妹非常的孤单
I heard that many single brothers and sisters are in particular difficulty.
我们这些有家庭的弟兄姊妹，你想到他们了吗？
Those of us with families, do you remember them?
有很多年长的弟兄姊妹，因为这个关锁的情形，他就很少有运动的机会。
And our elderly brothers and sisters may have less opportunities to exercise.
就影响了他们的身体的健康状况。
It has affected their overall health.
我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们，你们想到他们了吗
？The young brothers and sisters, have you remembered them?
我们主在这段日子里面格外的向着我们心说话，他要我们彼此相顾。
The Lord speaks to us, and He wants us to love one another during these times.
好，我就是就着主这三节，主这次给我心里面的一点感觉，跟弟兄姊妹讲一下。
These passages just want to give you a simple sharing to our brothers and sisters.
嗯 ，We thank the Lord for once again reminding us through our brothers sharing about the importance for us to love the Lord and in His love to care for our brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，借着我们的弟兄提醒我们，我们要来爱主，并且在主里面我们彼此相爱，彼此相顾。
And you know, this is the only way that we can please the Lord is when we use His love through us back to our brothers and sisters.
这是我们唯一的一条路来讨主的喜悦，就是用主的爱来爱弟兄姊妹们。
And this morning, I have also a burden to share from a couple of passages and. For the sake of time, we will go through the passages as I share.
今天早上我也有负担和弟兄姊妹们分享几处的经文。为了时间的关系，也许我们可能就不读经文了。
The first passage is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
第一处的经文是约翰福音第一章。
And I would like for us to read verses 10 and 11.
我们就先来读十和十一节。
I will read it first in English, and our brother will read in Chinese.
我先读中英文的，我弟兄会来翻译成中文。
But although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land, among his own people, he was not accepted.
约翰福音第一章第十节，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的。世界却不认识他，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And then the second passage is from First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. It's the latter part of the verse, but we'll read the whole verse, and I'll read it first as well in English.
下一处是哥林多前书十章三十一节的后半段。
Whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, you must do all for the glory of God.
你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Now, both these passages, actually, the Lord has been impressing upon my heart for the last several weeks.
这两处的经文，主放在我心里面已经有好几周了。
The first one that we read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, actually verses 1 all the way through I think verse 18, as I was reading it, you know, this is a very precious passage that the Lord kept reminding me of over and over again.
第一处的经文就是约翰福音第一章，其实从第一节到第十八节，当我在读这段经文的时候，主把这些话放到我的心里面。
But the one passage within these verses in John chapter 1 that really got my attention was verses 10 and 11, which says that, you know, the world which was made through him,didn't recognize him when he came, and even in his own land, among his own people, he was not accepted.
在这一段的经文里面的话呢，这个有其中有两节特别抓住我的心，就是第十节和第十一节。这里提到说，世界是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And immediately, of course, my thought went to, you know, it's of course speaking initially to the Jewish people whom the Lord came for. You know, these were the ones who were chosen, who were the first to see the Messiah, and yet they refused to accept him.
我们知道这段话是主，这段话实际上是给的以色列人的，以色列人是神的选民，是神拣选了他们，但是呢，当弥赛亚来到他们中间的时候，他们却拒绝了这位弥赛亚。
You know, while they expected the Messiah to come in a very mighty way and deliver them, they didn't expect him to come in a lowly manger as a commoner.
在以色列人的心中，在他们的印象里面，他们期望以赛亚来的时候是一个君王，带着荣耀的形象来到他们中间。但是呢，我们的以赛亚，我们的主来到他们中间的时候，却是谦谦卑卑的来到我们的中间，来到我们中间。
And as I thought about that pitiful condition, the Holy Spirit immediately convicted me and said, "You know what? You are also one, just like them."
当我在思想这段经文的时候，圣灵感动我，提醒我在里面说，我也是像当初当年的以色列人一样的。Even
though I may have been saved,
虽然我已经得救了。Many
times the Lord asked me, "Are you really accepting me?"
许多时候主在我里面问我说，你真的接待我了吗？
And many times I realized that, just like the Jews, if the Lord didn't fit my agenda or my plan, I would just do what I wanted.
许多时候圣灵提醒我说，我就像当年的以色列人一样，那个因着主没有配合我的时间，配合我自己的这个目标，我就没有接纳主。So
even though I am saved and I have been reborn, but in my daily walk, am I in full realization of this fact?
虽然我已经得救了，我是一个重生得救的基督徒，但在我的每一天的生活中间，我并没有完全的来接纳主。
And then the verse we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, the second part of it, whatever you do, you must do all for the glory of God.
在哥林多前书第十章这里31节的后半段，这里说无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。And
I first came upon this passage when we were with my family on the Lord's Day before the breaking of bread. You know, we had meditated on this. And the Lord again reminded me, how much of my whatever I'm doing am I doing for the glory of God? If we were to create a pie chart, I think all of us know what a pie chart is, and then you carve out what percentage of our time are we really doing things for the glory of God? What would that number be?
主在我里面问我说，你到底有生活中有多少的部分是为荣耀神而行的？如果我们画一个图表，画一个圆圈，像一个披萨饼一样画的圆圈，然后呢，你上面标出来说哪一些部分多少百分比是为荣耀神而行的？你看看那个图表是什么样的。
And again, I felt very ashamed before the Lord because I realized it's a very small percentage if I was to be truthful before Him.
被提醒的时候，在主的面前，我觉得很羞愧，因为在我的生活中间，那个看那个披萨饼的话，那个percent，那个百分比是很小的一部分。So
there is an importance for us, and a reminder for me and for us to do in everything that we do to do it for the glory of God.
这实在是一个很好的提醒，对我来讲，对大家来讲都是一个非常好的提醒。我们需要在无论做什么，在凡事上面都要为荣耀神而行。And
then also the importance for me to recognize him and to accept him in my daily walk.
对我来讲的话，也非常重要的一件事情，就是在我每天的生活里面，我们需要来看见主的作为，来接纳主自己。And
this is only possible if I learn to abide in Christ.
要达成这个目标，只有一条路，就是要住在基督里面。And
not just a one time, but this constant abiding.
不是只是住一次，而是要一直不断的住在主的里面。
You know, for me to be conscious of his presence.
对我们个人来讲的话，我们需要意识到主的同在。
You know, something I remember many times is not just as a youngster, but my dad, when he prays, he would always, and he still till today, he will pray and ask the Lord to keep us conscious of his presence.
我记得许多时候，当我父亲在祷告的时候，一直到现在，他祷告的时候，他会提到一句话，就是求主来帮助我们，让我们能够常常的意识到主的同在。Because
the Lord knows how easily I get distracted and how we can get distracted.
因为主知道说我们是何等容易被打岔，何等容易我们被带偏这个主的同在。
And so we all need to ask the Lord to keep us conscious of His presence daily.
我们都需要跟主祷告，求主来帮助我们，能够每一天都能够意识到，清醒地意识到主的同在。
Throughout the day.
整个一天的生活里面都能够保守主的同在。
And one of the ways we do this is by abiding in His Word.
我们为了要保守主的同在，有一个方法就是我们要来住在他的话的里面。
You know, brothers and sisters, the situation that we are going through right now with the pandemic,
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们正在经过这个疫情。
This is something that the Lord is reminding us more and more of the importance for us to have that firm foundation.
这个是主借着这个环境来提醒我们，我们需要有一个坚实的基础是何等重要的一件事情。
And to be in His Word.
这个根基就是在他的话的里面。
And so today, I would like for us to look at two aspects of the Word.
今天我要跟大家来分享关于这个话语的两个方面。One
is the word as a person.
第一个方面就是说是这个话就是人，就是耶稣自己。And
then the word of God.
第二个,
as the written word of God. Sorry.
这个话就是神的话语。And
I think these two are inseparable.
我们看见说这两个方面是不可分开的两个方面。But
we can look at different aspects of it.
但是呢，我们可以从不同的角度来看。
And so going back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we can see that if we were to take apart these first probably 14 through 16 or 18 verses, we see some key aspects.
我们再回到约翰福音第一章这里面来看，我们看见这里面有大概14节、15、16节的经文，我们能看见有一个特别突出的点。The
Gospel begins by saying, in the beginning, the Word already existed.
约翰福音第一章第一节提到说，太初有道。
Here, you know, we're reminded of the eternal nature of the Word.
这里我们看见说，这个话里面有一个性质，就是永远的性质。
And then it says, He was with God, though the Word was with God.
这里提到说，道与神同在。
Here it speaks about the relationship between Christ and the Father.
这里说到这个。 我们的基督和父神之间的关系。
And then it says, and the Word was God.
下面接着讲到说，道就是神。
Here we are reminded of the full union, or the perfect union between God the Father and Jesus the Son.
我们这里看见说，我们的主和神是完全的合一的。
That Christ is also fully God.
我们的主就是神。
And then it says in verse 2, He was in the beginning with God.
在第二节这里说，讲到说，这道太初与神同在。Here
it speaks of the relationship between Christ and God is something that was from eternity.
这里提到这个我们的主和神之间的关系，这关系是从永远到永远的。Then
in verse 3 it says, He created everything that there is, everything there is.
第三节这里说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。This
speaks of His authority.
这里提到我们主的权柄。
It says nothing exists that He didn't make.
这里提到说，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In verse 4, it says life itself was in Him.
第四节这里说，生命在他里头。Here
I'm reminded that He is the origin of true life.
这里提醒我们说，他是生命的源头。Then
it says, this life gives light to everyone.
这里提到说，这生命就是人的光。We
know that true life is only the life that will give insight or revelation.
我们知道真的光是要照在人的心里面去的，给人启示。
And we know that this speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit.
这里就提到说，这个圣灵的工作。
Who alone can open our eyes, our inner eyes.
圣灵的工作就可以来开我们里面的眼睛。
Then in verse 5 it says, this light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
第五节这里说，光照在黑暗里面，黑暗却不接受光。
Here it speaks of the overcoming power of the light over darkness.
这里提到这个光有一个超越的能力，能够胜过黑暗。It
also speaks of the powerlessness of the darkness. It's not powerful.
这里也提到说，这黑暗是在光的面前是没有能力的。And
then, you know, we know that John the Baptist was sent to tell everybody about this light.
我们知道这个施洗的约翰就是从神那里差来的，来告诉大家有这样的一个光要来。So
we see just as John was a witness to this light, we also are called to be a witness to his light.
我们就像施洗的约翰被呼召出来了为主做见证，我们也是被主呼召出来为主做见证的那帮人。
Then we see, you know, verse 10 and 11, which we talked about, which was the fact that even though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him, and his own land and in his own, among his own people, he was not accepted.
下面是第十节和第十一节，我们刚才提过，就是世界是借着他造的，世界却不认识他，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But we praise the Lord that, you know, there is always a silver lining to every dark cloud in Christ.
我们感谢主，在这黑暗的里面，在乌云密布的时候，我们在乌云上面看见一道曙光。
In verse 12, it says, to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
第十二节这里说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Verse 13 says, they are reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God.
这里提到说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的，是重生的一般人。
So we praise the Lord that, you know, when we believe in him, we are reborn.
我们赞美主，当我们信主的时候，我们都重生了。
Then in verse 14, we see the word became human and lived here on earth among us.
第十节这里提到说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Here we see the aspect of Christ being fully man.
这里我们看见就是基督是那个完全人。
So not only was Christ fully God, but he was fully man.
基督不光是完全的神，他还是完全的人。
Christ lived here on earth among us. He was one of us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，基督就住在我们中间，是我们中间的一员。
Yet we are reminded that Christ was full of unfailing love and faithfulness.
再次被提醒说，我们的基督，我们的主满了恩典，满了真理。
You know, this word unfailing love and faithfulness is used.
我们知道这里提到说，那个永不失败的爱。
I think we all will fully admit that when we look at our own love, it will eventually fail and it will be unfaithful.
我们每个人都会承认说，当我们看我们自己的生活的时候，我们看见失败，我们看见说我们不是那个信实的人。
But the Lord's love is one that is indeed unfailing, and he is always faithful.
但是我们看见主的爱的时候，他的爱是永不失败的。我们看见主自己的时候，他是信实的那一位。
And so, you know, through these passages, we definitely see the character of the Word of God, which is as a person in Christ.
当我们看这段经文的时候，我们就能看见说，那话，那个道，就是那位人，就是那位神。
Now I'd like for us to turn our attention to some aspects about the Word of God as a written word and why we need it.
我们现在讲第二方面就是话，就是神的话，是那个写出来的神的话，我们为什么需要这个神的话呢？
And I think it's very important for us during these times to really, you know, cling to the Word of God.
我想说我们在这个时候，这个疫情的时候，我们特别需要来抓住神的话。
I'm reminded that I need to be reading His Word.
我被提醒说我们需要来读主的话。
I need to meditate upon His Word.
我需要来思想默想神的话。
I need to live out His Word or obey His Word.
我需要把神的话活出来，我需要来顺服神的话语。
And I need to share His words.
我也需要来分享神的话。So
all four aspects of this is very important for me and for each and every one of His children.
这四个方面的话，对我来讲，对大家每一个神的儿女来讲，都是非常重要的。So
why is it that we need His Word?
我们为什么需要主的话呢？
I think first of all, we recognize that it is indeed our spiritual food.
因为我们要认识到说，主的话就是我们生命的粮。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, we are reminded that the word of God is full of living power. It is sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into the innermost thoughts and desires, and it exposes us for what we really are.
希伯来书四章十二节这里提到说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨髓、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。So
we see the word of God is indeed living and active.
我们看见说神的话，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。Scripture
says it divides the soul and the spirit.
圣经里面我们看见说，它能够把魂与灵 来切入剖开,
and bone and marrow.
能够把骨节和骨髓也切入剖开。
We all know that this is not an easy thing.
我们知道这不是一件容易的事情。
But we praise the Lord, His word has the power to do this.
但是我们感谢赞美主，他的话有这个能力， 能够达到这个果效。
It allows us to separate our feelings from that which is real.
也能够使我们心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And again, we know it also exposes the true motives of our heart.
我们知道神也能够把我们心中的真实的动机和意念显明出来。
We know that in His light, we see light.
我们知道在他的光中我们看见光。
And we see how really short we have fallen, you know, how much we need the Lord.
在他的光中我们就看见说我们是何等的需要主。
And then we are also reminded that the psalmist mentions, you know, the importance for us to hide His words in our heart.
那个诗篇也提醒我们说我们需要来藏在主的话的里面。
In Psalm 119, verse 11, he says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
诗篇119篇11节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
You know, this storing or hiding, how do we view God's word? Do we view it as something precious that we hide it and that we guard it with great care?
关于藏这件事情的话呢，我们到底是不是看见主的话有何等的宝贵，我们把它藏在我们的心里面，当作宝贝一样。
And so the Lord is again reminding me of the need to be able to hide His words that we may not sin against Him.
这里经文告诉我们说，我们需要把主的话藏在我们的心里面，免得我们得罪他。
And then I'm also reminded that the importance for us to look at His word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
下面的话呢，我们要讲到说，我们需要看见主的话，是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
So it allows us to know where we are putting our feet on. Is it on firm ground? And it allows us to also see where are we going? Are we reaching our destination?
在主的光照的底下，我们就能够知道说，我们脚是不是踩在那个坚地上面，就能看见说我们的路是不是要把我们带到主那里去。
And then finally, the importance for you and I to be able to not just listen to His words, but to obey His words and to live it out.
最后一点的话呢，我们看见说，我们不光只是要听主的话，我们还需要来顺服主的话语，把他的话语活出来。
And we look upon a few passages from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25.
我们来看一段经文，就是雅各书一章二十二节到二十五节这几节经文。
And I'll read it first in English.
我先读一遍英文的。
It says, and remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to it. If you don't obey, you're only fooling yourself. For if you just listen and don't obey, it's like looking at your face in a mirror, but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself, walk away, forget what you look like. But if you keep looking steadily into God's perfect law, the law sets you free. And if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it.
雅各书一章二十二节到二十五节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听着就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So again, we see it's a message for us not just to listen, but to also obey, to live it out.
我们这里看见说，我们不光只是要听到，而且要顺服，要行出来。
And to keep looking unto the Lord.
我们需要来仰望我们的主。
You know, earlier our brother used the example of Peter.
我们刚才很多弟兄用了彼得做例子。
And I also was reminded about an earlier account where, you know, Peter was able to walk on water when he saw the Lord.
我也想起来彼得的另外一个经历，就是他之前能够在水面上行走，当他看着主的时候，他就能够在水面上行走。
As long as he kept his eyes upon the Lord, he was able to do the impossible, which was to walk on water.
只要他注目仰望主，他就能够做，就是常人不能做的事情，就是在水面上行走。
The reality is that water surrounded him on every side.
在他的经历里面，他在水面上行走的时候，那个水在他的周围全是水。
And there were waves.
在他周围有风浪。
So while he was in it, he was able to still overcome and walk on the water because he looked at Christ.
但他在那样的环境里面，充满风浪的环境里面，他还能够在水面上走，因为他注目仰望我们的主。
And the moment he took his eyes away from the Lord and looked around him, he started to sink.
当他转眼离开我们的主，没有看主，看周围的环境的时候，他马上沉下去了。
The Lord also graciously lifted him up.
我们的主很有恩典的把他抓上来了。
Had he kept looking at the Lord, he probably could have walked.If the Lord was on the other side of the lake, he could have probably walked on to the other side.
我们想象说，如果彼得一直看我们的主的话，他可以一直走到主那里去。其实主在湖的另外一边，他都可以一直走过去。
So brothers and sisters, you know, during these times, may we truly remember to spend time in the word of the Lord, to that word to be our firm foundation that we may look upon Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 在这样的疫情的期间里面, 我们需要被提醒, 我们要一直不断地来读主的话, 来思想主的话, 因为主就是我们的目标。
As we pray and listen and obey Him through our actions, the Lord will be increased in you and me.
当我们来读主的话, 思想主的话, 我们来听主的话, 我们来行主的道的时候, 那么主就在我们里面越来越增加。
Shall we pray?
我们一块祷告。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you and praise you that you are indeed a merciful and a loving God.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，因为你是有恩典有怜悯的主。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are indeed the living word.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你是那位活的话。
Lord, may we once again have this desire and be willing to allow you to reign in us.
主，你赐给我们这样的一个盼望和渴慕，使你在我们身上能够掌权，能够活出来。
That you may indeed be our Lord and our Master.
愿你成为我们的主，成为我们的主人。Lord,
how much we need you.
主，我们是何等的需要你。How
much we have shortchanged you.
主，我们何等的亏欠你。How
many times we have taken our eyes away from you.
我们有多少次我们的眼目离开了你。Yet
Lord, in your grace and mercy, you continue to reach out unto us and to give us another opportunity to return to you.
主，我们谢谢你在你的恩典和怜悯里面，你一直不断的主啊伸手来拉我们，把我们
So Lord, we just pray that you allow us to and you make us to be willing to allow you to do a deeper work in each one of us.
主，我们祷告，主啊，你帮助我们，让我们能够愿意，我们每个人都愿意在我们里面做更深的工作。
And Lord, in our daily walk, may we learn to abide in you and look for that precious day when we will be with you.
主，帮助我们，让我们在每天的生活里面，我们学会来住在你的里面，让我们来仰望那一天，主啊，你要与我们同住的日子。
Lord, may you come quickly.
主，愿你快快地回来。
Lord, you are our only hope.
主啊，你是我们唯一的盼望。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll quickly share a few announcements.
我们有一点的报告。
You know, we really praise the Lord for His provision. You know, it's been now actually a little over a year.
我们感谢主的供应，我们到现在为止已经在家里有一年了。
I think if anybody asked me in the beginning if it would have been a year, I would have probably said no way.
如果大家在去年三月份的时候问我说我们会不会在家里面关一年，我肯定说不可能的。
Would we praise the Lord that He has never left us nor forsaken us.
我们实在感谢赞美主，他从来没有离弃我们。
And that He has been with us throughout this year.
在这疫情期间，他也与我们同在。
And you know, as we continue meeting virtually, you know, we just pray that brothers and sisters will remember the various meetings that we have.
我们提醒弟兄姊妹们，我们还是有不同的聚会。
And that we will not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, even though we use this virtual platform.
虽然我们在线上的聚集，我们还是要彼此纪念，彼此相顾。
Please continue to remember the breaking of bread meetings on Sundays, that the Lord may allow us to take time to ponder before Him.
请弟兄姊妹们花时间来参加主日的多饼聚会，让我们有时间聚在主的面前来纪念主。
And if you can please remember next Sunday, our brother Sun will be sharing the word and Ben will be interpreting for him.
我们也纪念下一个主日是宣弟兄来交通，宣加我们弟兄来翻译，我们纪念弟兄们的服事。
Please pray for our brother's service.
我们为弟兄们祷告。
Please also remember our Tuesday night prayer meeting.
我们也纪念礼拜二晚上的祷告聚会。
And our Friday night Bible study, as well as the children's meetings that occur on Sundays and on Fridays. The Lord may be with our young brothers and sisters and draw all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, closer to Him. Also, there's a reminder that Daylight Savings Time will start next Sunday on the 14th.
有一个提醒，就是日光节约时间是下个主日3月14号开始。
So please turn your clocks forward by 1 hour, so spring forward.
请大家在礼拜六的晚上，3月13号的晚上临睡前，将时间调快1小时，比如说从9点调到10点。
And please be mindful of this because that way we can meet on time.
大家记得要调时间，这样的话呢，你就不会错过这个早上的聚会。
Also, please refer to the church website for any details concerning, you know, our offerings, how to make our offerings.
教会的网站上面还有关于这个奉献，你怎么样写支票或者用电子支付的方式给教会奉献的事，这个具体细节。
And also there's a reminder that we in the, on March the 19th, it's a Friday, we will have an all-church fellowship meeting.
就是我们大家记得3月19号，就下周五是全教会的交通聚会。
This will be similar to the, you know, fellowship meetings we would have when we were meeting in person.
跟我们以前在教会我们的交通聚会是一样的一个形式。
We will break by respective groups.
我们会按照组别来分组。
Please continue also as a brother shared for us to remember our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
就像我们弟兄今天早上交通的，我们需要一直来不断的纪念我们主内的肢体们，纪念他们就需要为他们代祷。
Those who have continued to meet with us and also those who may have met and gone back to their respective places, the Lord may be with them.
我们纪念我们当地的弟兄姊妹们，也纪念那以前在我们这边聚集后来回到各地回到国内的弟兄姊妹们。
And also remember our elderly and those who are sick among us.
我们也纪念那些年长的，也纪念那些生病身体软弱的弟兄姊妹们。
And those who have to work in the medical field as well.
我们也纪念那些需要去上班需要去接触病人的弟兄姊妹们，求主保守他们的安全。
So we pray the Lord will once again keep us in his peace.
我们祷告求主把我们保守在同在和平安里面。
May the Lord bless every one of you.
愿主来祝福每一位弟兄姊妹们。
Thank you.
谢谢。